This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Integrating crop and livestock is not a new concept. At its core, livestock grazing allows the byproducts of one system to benefit the other. But with the rising emphasis on cropping in the region, many farmers overlook the benefits from livestock, but now may be the time to take a second look. SDSU Extension Crop and Livestock Systems Field Specialist Parker Witt believes soft prices on the cropping side may have some growers looking for ways to improve their bottom line. And he says adding grazing to their acres through cover crops or annual forages might make sense.
So if you can help produce more forage within your cropland acres, whether or not you're taking cash crops out of production for a year to do so, or you're taking every opportunity you can to plant or harvest advantageous forage within your cropping systems, you're helping to produce more out of each acre.
The direct return from grazing can boost income or reduce feed costs. And then there's the enrichment of soils.
Where you're seeing these benefits received from having livestock grazing out on the land, having that hoof action to expedite the decomposition and the cycling of nutrients, and then subsequently having increases in your crop yields.
Witt points to additional soil health and economic considerations from cover crops. While input costs are easily measured, he says the benefits to soil health are more difficult to quantify.
But you also have to remember in the back end that you'll be receiving soil health benefits and nutrient credits that come from planting some of these forages in, holding your soil in place, and continuing the cycling of nutrients when otherwise you wouldn't be doing so if you just left it fallow.
For greater insight on the value of crop and livestock integration, visit extension.sdstate.edu.